I'm Michelle Martin. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, a young woman's vow not to rush to the altar. But first, it's time for our monthly visit with the magazine mavens, editors of some of the country's top magazines. This month, we want to talk politics and relationships. A magazine better known for coverage of the hip-hop industry scores a major sit-down with a top presidential contender. We'll try not to be jealous. And two others have major pieces about sensitive issues in love and marriage at a time of cultural change. Joining us to talk about all of this, Anitha Malik, the editor-in-chief of East West Magazine. She joins us from KJZZ in Tempe, Arizona. Betty Cortina, editorial director of Latina Magazine, and Danielle Smith, editor-in-chief of Vibe Magazine. They join us from New York. Thank you all for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Danielle, I want to start with you because you have a major takeout on Barack Obama, which should have been mine, written by the great Jeff Chang, the very talented Jeff Chang. It's part of your special Juice issue.
Yes.
Now, you know, last month, T.I. was your cover guy.
Yes.
And I don't think that Barack Obama is a hip-hop head, so what gives?
What gives is that since I came back to Vibe about a year ago, we've been having a lot of coverage of what we call leadership issues in the country. We interviewed Mayor Ray Nagin. We have a piece in the next issue with Mayor Cory Booker. We've been trying to stay on top of that because we get so many letters from our readers saying, basically, we love urban music, we love R&B, we love hip-hop, we love what's going on in movies and fashion, but what is going on in our world? And so we just started thinking, what about Obama? What does he mean to our readership? And we just said we were going to go for it. We didn't know if we could get it, if he'd be interested in it. But it was when we got the interview, we were really excited. But when we got the portrait session, that's when we were pretty much jumping up and down. And it's been a fantastic experience.
Well, the pictures are kind of spicy. But what was it about the photos that took it over the top for you?
We were in the senator's offices down in Washington, D.C., and we were trying to get him to loosen up.
You could have invited a sister, okay? I'm just saying, I'm right here. I'd have been happy to go and pick up a light or whatever,
but I digress.
But
yeah, it was just great. Terry Richardson, who shot the photos, and Robin Forrest, our photo editor, they got him to look at his watch. This was something that we wanted to do. There's a thing in hip-hop music where, you know, is it time? It's time. Looking at my Gucci, it's about that time. What time is it? There's always this sort of cool thing related to sort of looking at your watch like you have somewhere to go. And since one of his campaign slogans is, it's Obama time, his supporters tend to hold those placards up. We just wanted that headline, and we're getting so much great response for it. And then the other
What is the response you're getting?
I'm
so relieved to hear I can be hip just for looking at my watch. That is the best news I've heard all day. But what response are you getting?
You know, the blogs are just alive with talking about it. They want to know what he's saying about rap music, what he's saying about young people. And we put him on the cover because really whoever wins, it is not an endorsement, even though I've had people tell me it's an implied endorsement. It's not an endorsement. And I say so in my editor's note. My whole thing is if he's rallying people from our readership in particular, which he is doing, to register to vote, to get involved, whether you're down with he, Hillary, Giuliani, whoever. If you are getting out there, I just feel like the Vibe cover should be yours.
Now, Betty, you cover movers and shakers, right?
The
Correct. Movers and the shakers,
yes.
As well as the shaken and moved.
Yes.
But do you envision, I'm not trying to put you on the spot here, but can you envision putting, say, Bill Richardson on the cover?
I wouldn't write something like that off. And I think the fact that, you know, we're different from Vibe for sure, but I think we have a lot in common in the sense that issues in our community that very much are very important to our readers. And so finding a way to address them, whether it's putting Bill Richardson on the cover or otherwise, is something that we will always do. And we've done it in stuff like that in the past, and we'll continue to do it. I think Danielle's point is really important that with this sort of ethnic and young generation, the question really goes beyond entertainment and my world. It really is about who's going to change the world, who's going to change my community, who's going to step up from us, and what do we need to know in order to make the best decisions. I think what it demonstrates is just a real coming of age, I think, of ethnic communities and ethnic young people.
It's interesting because one of the things that the article makes the case that Obama represents this kind of interesting nexus of politics and celebrity. And I've noticed that in both East West and in Latina magazine, you emphasize very much those who are rising, the faces that might not be the big stars in other worlds, but are rising in the respective communities that you serve. Mm-hmm. And yet you've got somebody like a Bill Richardson who is, what an incredible resume. I mean, who's just punched every ticket,
incredibly
done everything.
Qualified to be president, right?
But isn't glamorous for some reason. I don't know. I just think it's an interesting question how you, as a magazine with a particular focus on a community, addresses someone like that.
Right. So many similar things to what we do in magazines. So much of it is about packaging. So much of it is about how you communicate. And it's how you communicate is almost as important, if not more important, than what it is you're communicating.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with our magazine mavens, Betty Cortina, editorial director for Latina Magazine, Anitha Malik, editor-in-chief of East West Magazine, and Danielle Smith, editor-in-chief of Vibe Magazine. Anitha, I don't want to leave you out, but who's the up-and-coming, you know, Asian-American sort of political star? And what do you do with a character like that? I know you cover both. You cover sort of rising leaders, but also people who are exerting cultural leadership, I would say, who are doing interesting
right.
things in wine and in fashion and right. so forth. But how do your readers respond to that? Do they want to see these up-and-coming Asian-American political leaders, too?
They do, and it's something that we've looked into, you know, as far as covering the upcoming campaign. But we also have that struggle, and I applaud Vibe for, you know, the Obama piece. I actually got to read some of it, and I think it was nice to see, you know, like what's on his iPod. It really shows how he relates. It was really nice to see that and to see how he is a real person, and I think that's important. For us, though, it's really hard to single out one person. What we like to do, you know, there are some up-and-coming Asian and South Asian politicians out there. Bobby Jindal is one of them. But for us, we probably wouldn't give them, you know, the cover and say, you know, here's this person, because we really want to give all the voices a chance. And so we've been actually working on that, what we're going to do with the campaign and how we're going to try to bring everybody into it. Again, going back to packaging, you know, there's definitely the leaders and the people that kind of have that sexiness about them, that everyone wants to cover them. But what is everyone else doing that's running for the Asian American community? And so that's what we're trying to work on, is kind of an encapsulated piece that includes everybody.
I'd be interested to see 4 years from now whether there are candidates, an Asian American candidate, who would be somebody that you could put on your cover. I'll be interested to mm-hmm. see if that happens. And, you know, let's stick with me for a minute. I want to switch gears and talk mm-hmm. about relationships. We've talked before about how relationships, particularly multicultural relationships, are such an important topic for your magazine and for others. This month, you've got an interesting story about the impact of Bollywood marriages. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about it.
You know, this was something we really wanted to do, and it goes to the notion of, does art imitate life, or does it go the other way? Traditionally, in Eastern cultures, arranged marriage is how things were done, and so older generations still have that mindset. It was all about, your goal in life is to get married. After that, we don't worry about it. Once you're married, you're settled, and you should be set. There was no talk of divorce. Divorce was very rare. Things have changed. People have moved to this country, and we're trying to straddle the two different cultures. And so now you're finding people are having trouble with the actual relationship. And so what we wanted to look at was what Bollywood movies have been doing traditionally, as mirroring the society of India, which was, again, no divorce, you get married and you're set, nothing to talk about. But there is something to talk about. So you're starting to see Bollywood films now actually look at the relationship, how hard it is, what can happen. Divorce is a possibility. And you're starting to see in the United States, South Asians are starting to go through these issues and these problems, and divorce is increasing. I mean, so, I know several people.
It was a very interesting piece. And Betty, you talked to me about Latina has been running a series on the new Latin family, and your concluding piece is about interracial marriages. And what's fascinating is the way you pose the question. You say, you don't say, this is a piece about interracial marriage. It says, is your family interracial?
Exactly.
Well,
an amazing statistic that we found as we prepared this was that more than half of college-educated Latinas are actually not married to a Latino. And so that made us realize that the numbers were huge and asked the question, are you one of them? Because the chances are, if you're reading Latina magazine, that you are. And B, what are the implications on your family? And really, with the numbers growing so quickly in the Hispanic community, and in particular being driven by Latinas who are born in the U.S., What does that mean for America? What does it mean for our community? What does it mean to children and how they identify themselves? Does it mean that the culture is being diluted, or are people relating or identifying in a much stronger way with those with their Latin heritage? Does marrying a non-Hispanic or a non-Latino mean that you somehow really work hard to preserve your identity and pass it on? And, you know, we found really something really, really interesting, which is that when it happens, in fact, the children are likelier to identify with their Hispanic heritage, and they're really likely, or the mother or the father is really likely to pass that sense of who they are. So it was fascinating to talk to these couples, and we talked to interracial couples, and we talked to interethnic couples, because you know, the fact is that there are Black Latinos and there are Asian Latinos, and we're not only marrying across racial lines but ethnic ones.
That's fascinating. It was fascinating. Danielle, can you envision Vibe doing a piece like that? It's interesting because the readers of Vibe, when they write in, they're often very how can I put it, blunt in their critique of celebrities or the way they conduct themselves. But I wonder, would they entertain these issues among themselves, like how the hip-hop generation thinks about interracial relationships and so forth? Are they interested in that?
I think they're very interested in it. I think one thing that has kept Vibe afloat all these 14, almost 15 years now, is because we do, whether we're doing a specific piece about, whether or not we're framing it as this is a piece about race or interracial marriages or the fact that probably more white kids listen to older hip-hop now than young Black kids do, we always tend to talk about race pretty frankly. I think a lot of times we take it more for granted than we actually should. We're doing a big piece in the next issue about the DeBarge family. They were a big pop group, a soul group, R&B group in the 80s. They were supposed to be the new Jacksons. And one of the crazy things we found out that I didn't even know was I'd always assumed that the DeBarge family was Puerto Rican. And when we interviewed the mother and father, of course, we found out that the mother is African-American and the father is Anglo-American. It's something that will take our readers by surprise. It's something they'll talk about. But we always tend to talk about race and how it impacts culture at Vibe. It's very important to our readers.
Oh, interesting. Well, gosh, I look forward to visiting again next month with the Magazine Mavens. Ladies, thank you all again for visiting with us.
Thank you.
We're visiting with Anitha Malik, the editor-in-chief of East West Magazine, Betty Cortina, editorial director of Latina Magazine, and Danielle Smith, editor-in-chief of Vibe Magazine. You can find links to all of our magazine mavens on our website, npr.org/tellmemore. Ladies, thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.